Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
We have got a beautiful segment coming up. It is our Motor Minute, fueled by Engine Extreme. And on the line, we have Bongiwe Nkanazi, who is the Health, Safety and Environment and Quality Manager at Engine. Good morning and happy Freedom Day, Bongiwe.
Hi, good morning. Thank you very much. And of course, happy Freedom Day to you too. And good morning to our listeners as well.
Thank you so much. Now, we are going to be talking all things to do with lubricants. And I have to admit, I've been driving for almost 20 years now. And if somebody had to ask me, what do lubricants do and what are lubricants? I'll say, yes, I know they go in the car. And that's all I can tell you. So I'm looking forward to finding out a little bit more how it all works and how it all ties in. So we have an abbreviation here. I see it says HSEQ, which stands for health, safety, environment and quality. But what does actually that mean, and how important is that when it comes to lubricants?
Sure, thanks for that question. I think it's quite important to really unpack what that means for Engine, and particularly as we are looking into the lubricants and particularly the products. So those are elements that really are closely linked to how we protect our people. Because if you look at lubricants, we use lubricants pretty much in our day-to-day lives. In the industry, in our cars, and the manufacturing space, and the mining industry. So it is important for us to ensure the health, safety, environment, and quality of the lubricants that are used, and also of our organization, because that is directly linked to how we need to manage the impacts and the quality of the products that we produce.
So that's...
And maybe if the processes are not safe and controlled, you then cannot guarantee the consistency and the high quality that is expected by a customer.
So that actually, you almost tied into my next question, because how does that look on a day-to-day basis? Like what is safety? Like how do you measure safety?
Well, okay, so when it comes to safety, you can measure safety performance firstly by looking at behavior. So if you look at understanding how people, for example, handle products in the space of the lubricants, it's making sure that you understand that they follow procedures, because then that entails, or rather that determines whether the outcome that is predetermined is actually at the standard that is expected and at the quality that is expected. So it's important that our people understand the right safety culture that is aligned with our commitment as Engine, which is clearly demonstrated in our policy. And so it's also ensuring that the mindset of our people on a day-to-day and their behaviors actually ties in with our policy and our commitment. So when teams are disciplined and aware of the daily activities and actions and behaviors, you're able to ensure and uphold a high safety culture, which prevents incidents and at the same time protects the integrity of the product.
Very interesting. You know, you answered that question in such a way that actually my next question becomes, you've actually kind of answered it, because what I was going to ask you is, how do you manage that? How do you manage the biggest risk in your environment? And you've kind of answered that. But one thing that I can say that I did know about lubricants prior to talking to you was that it's important that they don't get contaminated. Why is that such an important thing?
So as I mentioned earlier on, so it when it comes to the products that we manufacture and produce and sell to a customer, there's a certain standard that it needs to meet. And if, for example, any of those standards, be it in a product you find a contaminant, so maybe let me just briefly explain.
Please.
If there's contamination, it then alters the standard, which then will alter the performance, which then would lead to breakdowns, for example, if the product is not at the standard that is expected. So it's a big risk, considering that we're dealing with very high, you know, sophisticated equipment in certain businesses and industries, such as mining, transport, and even a slightest incident of or a contamination could bring that to a halt. So it's important that we manage this through strict controls, ensuring that even during the handling of products, when we receive the raw materials up until we produce and manufacture, we manage the equipment, we manage the handling, and there's constant and continuous monitoring. And so it's important to ensure that the standard is maintained so that the customer receives the products that meets their quality and the requirements of their own equipment.
Very, very interesting. If you just joined us, we are speaking to Bongiwe Mkhwanazi from Engine. She is the Health, Safety and Environment and Quality Manager and dealing all things to do with lubricants at Engine. This is a feature on Chai FM, which we are very excited about. And, you know, look, it's the long weekend. People have been traveling. People are away, are in their cars. So this is a very, very important thing to know and understand. So I just wanted to ask, now, we've spoken about how important all these components are, but how does that translate into value for your customers?
So the most important thing is that it gives our customers confidence. Mm. They know the products they're receiving is consistent, reliable, and will perform as expected. So whether it's protecting an engine or improving efficiency, that trust comes from the discipline behind the scenes. And products like our Engine Extreme are very good, a very good example of that standard.
So if I had to ask you, like, just for one takeaway, one message to leave our listeners so that they say, that cool, you know, this is what I learned today in terms of lubricants. Like, what is their takeaway? What can they leave and when the next time they go to their engine garage, their local engine garage, what should they be doing and what should they should be looking out for?
So the most important thing is that your, be it your vehicle or your equipment, it's the most valuable assets that you have. Mm. And so it's important that whatever you put into your engine is of high quality. And most importantly, to understand that also translates into safety. So safety and quality are not separate. They go hand in hand. So when you get those right and you get the right products, the performance is what then will follow. And it's about longevity. And our products will ensure that it gives you that every day. So it's important for our customers to remember that and ensure that they rely on what they know, and that is Engine's product, which is over the years proven and has maintained absolutely high standards. And without a second doubt, they should certainly can trust that their vehicles, their equipment is safe within Engine's hands.
Brilliant. Look, you know, safety, you cannot put a price on safety. And you know, just from hearing that, it makes me feel very confident to keep going back and back and time again to Engine. Bongiwe, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Monday, a public holiday. I know it's very early, and I hope that you get the day off and you can spend some time and make sure you can have a nice drive with your family. But thank you so much for joining us. That was very, very interesting, and we hope to speak to you guys soon.